gewöhnlich schon ich habe da keine Fall. Gut, Kosovar wurde in griechisch schon so bewusst. Wo mit Namen passt genommen, die griechisch schon so bewusst. Hier kach was ich aber auch besau, die in Joshua blockiert die Weiche, griechisch in Schemo Hebrä, der zu der Abaufe schickte ist, Mama schlägt Tesis. Sie, der Pasch des Loschen Agmore ist like Tesis. In Deutsch Abaufe. Because the Gmore is the Kashe. How is it the Tuna is not griechisch? In the case of Joshua blockiert die Weiche, and why is it distinguished from something to say? So the Gemara says, Kosovo Rule in Chizmu is something to say. So since we pass in Chizmu is something to say, so you have to be Chizmish in the case of Joshua Kitli Vashet as well. But the Rosh is Chizmu. Kosovo Rule in Chizmu is something to say, can't pass in Chizmu is something to say. You can't pass in Chizmu is something to say, Joshua Kitli Vashet, Chizmish is something to say. The Rabbi Meleze, Abarnos, Niskeini, this Ravon, he was an ancestor of the Rosh. So the Ravon posakiru. That ein cheshishim by Yosha Flikates the Reisha. Ein cheshishim. So ein cheshishim shemoiv. Ein cheshishim shemoiv. Mashayim kin li gabi sofik trusa. Everybody passes that if a lion enter the stable, so then we have to be beide called the behemes. And why? Why does it passen like ule? So actually, the Pashtes Loshen HaGemore should be that we should not pass like Ule, because the Gemore says Kosova Ule in Cheshis of Duse. But over there, the Gemore in connection to Afnun, there in connection to Afnun Veis, in connection with Sofik Duse, so we everybody agrees that we pass that Cheshis in Sofik Duse. So mainly it should appear from this Gemore that we should be Cheshis in the case of Yoshaflei Kate Veveshet as well, and we shouldn't pass Kleikule. Still, but the Ravon does pass Kleikule, because the Gemore Dafmente says, the Gemore Dafmente says that if a needle was found in the Uve Bisa cases, in the second stomach of the Behemo, in the reticulum, so then we are Cheshesh. We are Cheshesh, maybe there was an Ekev. So why, so the Ravon says, why should Yoshav Lekeitz Beveshet be different than Machat Buve Bisa cases? Machat Buve Bisa cases. So just as we are Cheshesh, and then the Gemara says that if a Machat was found in the Buve Bisa cases, even though that Machat did not puncture the Uve Bisa cases completely, the membranes completely, it wasn't penetrating, so we are still Cheshesh, maybe it did penetrate, but then it healed. In other words, some scar tissue developed. So here too, if a case, a thorn, what difference does it make whether it's a thorn that is impacted or a needle that is impacted? So the Ravon makes an analogy between Machach and Imtzum, between Besa cases and Veshit. Veivirai Machach and Imtzum Besa cases, Besadechot Ksheiro, Vlechashino Shemiv. Oh, so the question is, so what the Chashino of Sofik Truse? So why are we Cheshesh for Sofik Truse? Mishum Yesh Raglaim Ligobo, Kidim Foresh Likamo, Vigam Shrich. In other words, Raglaim Ligobo, since a lion entered the stable and the cattle was screaming, bellowing. So Mele, there is Iksase Choche, that something happened, the lion did something. ומשמוך מפקין עולים מחזקה סתה, כמו שפיושה תאיזוס, והגמורה דיקורמה, כוסוב ערולה, אין חיישישים לסוב. Oh, so then the question of Isis, so why does the Gemara say, כוסוב ערולה, אין חיישישים לסוב דרוסה, the Gemara could say, שאני אוכה, שאני דרוסה, דשכיחה, Vishriche. So the Ravon says, Einochanam. The Gemara could have said that. But the Gemara didn't want to be marich. V'agmora dikoma kosova rule chishon sa vikdruse v'chosh laharich v'lechalik v'shecholakti. Avol nimsa haloche yesh lono lechalik d'litik shalom v'machat shenimtza b'vikesis. Alright. And then, v'yefsher, the Ravaufes o yom chalik, but the raya from Uve Bisa cases seems to be a good raya. On one hand, from the Pashas Loshen HaGemore here, it's mashma like Ravalfis. But then,
The analogy of Maharshi Yom Tov Ube Beisakei seems to be a good analogy. So he says, "V'efshar the Rav Alfes or Yom Chalik." Mishum Ube Beisakei says, "Who of Loi Chai Shimon Shemu Hivi Umistavre." So in other words, because the tissue, the membrane of the Beisakei says is relatively thicker. So Memele, it's not so likely to be healed with scar tissue. So Memele, we are not cheshish. So if the whole membrane had been punctured and had been and the nekef had been originally penetrating, so it wouldn't have healed so quickly. So that's why it's loy chashino shem hivri. Mashein kein, but here we are chishish. Umistabre, kidivre harav reblezer, dimishum uvei kodehu ein lechal. Alright. So in other words, the Rosh agrees with the Ravon and the Israeli Kantesis. Now everybody passes ligabi sofik truso, that's chishish. But the question is, are we cheshish ligabei yoshav likeit viveishit? So most Rishenim agree with Tesis and Rav Alfes, but the Ravon and the Rosh, they say that we paskin likely. We paskin likely. But ligabei truso, we certainly are cheshish. So the kasha of Tesis is directed against Yoshev Likeitz Beveshet and against Sofik Trusi. Why do we say that Cheshishin, but we should say that Nishchato Hutro Behemo Bechayeo Becheskas Yisrael, that is, but Nishchato, and as long as it was determined that the Shchite itself was proper, he was being the Sakin, he was being the Simoni, that the Shchite was proper, so then we say, we are maimed on the Chazoki. What Chazoki is it? What kind of Chazoki is it? After all, like this, we say, Chazoki Mikore. But here, how do we know? Maybe the Behemo, Maybe the behemoth in question was a treif all the time from birth. So how do we have a chazok and mikore? The answer is we have here. We discussed it in the first parak of Chum. Here we have a chazok and mikore that originates in rov, because rov behemes even treifes. So in Mele we established on the basis of the rov in respect to any behemoth in question, that this behemoth was born not a treife, because rov behemoths are born not treifes. So it was born. So first we establish that the behemoth in question was born ishleim on the basis of rov. Once we establish on the basis of rov that the behemoth in question was born ishleim, now the question is, maybe a treife developed in the course of the years. So once it is assumed that it was born Ishleimo, so you have to say it remained Ishleimo on the basis of Chazok and Mikor. So that's the kash. Vim teima v'amai neime nishre to hutro, ki damrin on ferikame gabi bo zei v'not les meimayim, v'erzion kishe nikuvim. So we say that the Zeiv himself, the wolf itself, made a Nikovim. Made a Nikovim. So why? Because of Chazok and Mikore. So here too, that there is a fundamental difference between the case of Bozei Vnotros Bnei Mayim versus Shinikubim. So Nore is developed in the lifetime of the Behemi. When did this Reise develop? Only after the Shchite of the Behemi. And then after the intestines the internals of the Behenu were taken out after the Shrite. Then the Zev came and then he returned them all punctured up. So since there was no Reyesi, no Reyesi developed in the Behemi, while the Behemi was alive, when did the Reyesi develop? After the Shrite. And so we say, Nishchatu Hutro. Mashenken in this case, where a lion entered the stable, and then, so the behemoths, while the behemoths are living, the reyes are developed. So mele, we cannot say nishchatu hutro. We cannot say nishchatu hutro. V'chitei mishanoach shenim v'sveiko mechayim, so mele, we cannot say nishchatu hutro. Ho'omar b'firid al-edachi, ve'ilu, vilu gabiyere, vilu gabiyere, so v'korev lo, ilu, ikotone, peyu shimuteres, soras, so the halacha is that an elvo is not only the elvo itself, not only the basa self, is mufkas of zike, doesn't require chlitze, but even the tzore of the elvo, the tzore sabas, doesn't require chlitze either. It doesn't require chlitze. Either. So suppose they were two brothers, Reuven and Osher. And Reuven was married to Sorach Bas Osher. And he had another wife, Rochel. Rochel is not a sister of Sorach. So was married to him too. And then Reuven died. So certainly Sorach cannot be skukoliv or lechlitze to Osher. Osher is a father. But so mimele even Rochel, the tzore of Sorach, is also ptura menachlitze naim. Chlitze naim. Now, but suppose Reuven was married. Suppose Reuven was married to Sorach and to Rochel, and then Reuven, before he died. So he was Migarish Sorach, then he died. So by the time when he died, so Rochel is no more a Tzoras Elvo. So then Rochel is Kuko. Then Rochel is Kuko. Suppose there was Gereshin. Suppose he did throw a get, Reuven did throw a get to Sorach. But it fell Sofikor of law. So the question is, was she Nisgarish? And if Sorach was Nisgarish, so Mimele, Rochel is not Itzoras Elvo. If she was not Nisgarish, so Rochel is Itzoras Elvo. So we look at the Gerish, Sofikor of law, Perush, Umuteres Tzoras Elvo, Mishukulichlitzi. So in such a case, Midereise, so Rochel would be Muteres Lishuk, she wouldn't have to get Chlitze from Moshe. But how? Why should she be allowed to get married Lishuk without Chlitze from Moshe? Maybe it fell Korevlei, not Korevlo. So she wasn't Mikoreshes. In other words, maybe it fell Korev, in other words, maybe the Gereshin was a Gereshin. In other words, maybe it fell Korev law. So the Gereshin was a Gereshin. So, Memele, if the Gereshin was a Gereshin, so Memele, when Reuven died, so Roche was not its Oresel. So then she requires chlitze, so it's a lav de raise. Yivon leshuk, uforesh taime, mishum di, shesu b'ches kaseta leshuk emeres. Valtazene misopik. In other words, before he decided to give her a get, a month before he died, okay. But before that, in the course of the years of the marital relationship between Reuven and Tzorach, So at that time, Rochel was a Tzoras Elvo, and she was destined to be muteras lishuk upon the death of her husband, Ruvin, Rochel. Then the question is, maybe as a result of the act of throwing the get to Zorach, so the status quo was changed. But until he decided to give her a get to Zorach, so she was destined, she was imedes to be muteras lishuk. Rochel was destined to be muteras lishuk. So why do we say that if there is a reyesi, a lion enter the stable, so then all the cattle require digging. Yesh leima, dishane hoche, ditruse shriche, v'od amrin likam on gabe ari. So what is Teisus Teretz? Teisus Teretz is that the reason is why sofik truse, where there is a reyes, a lion enter the stable, so require digge is because there is a grime with them. Truse shriche. In other words, that itself, that the lion entered the stable and there was screaming of the cattle, so that is like a circumstantial evidence. It's not a raya brura, but it's ksas raya. It's ksas raya. So memele, that's why we cannot rely on chazok. So it's mashma the taste of shite only because there is a requirement of law, because truse is shrich. But without the raglaim lidovor, without the truse shriche, suppose it would be a 50-50 suffix. So then we would rely on chazok, on the chazok in mikore. That's the shit. We hold them, you know. We come on gabe argishen nichnas min hashvorim. We nimtzo tzipiren al gabe shalechot mehem. Kim dikel mei maroche, dikel mei maroche. Yoroche, we kitura achazoke. Rav li taime dom arin cheshin on safik truse. But we don't pass like Rav. Avu man dom acheshin, moi mikmen achazoke. Hoso name, dom elis leis, yeise abitruse sari, kumoi bisofik truse baone. Now, so the question is, so why do we say Rav li taime? Dom arin cheshin on safik truse. Avol mandom achin shishin loy mikmin lachazoke, but here there is a nimso tziperen al gabe. So why should we bechishin? So Teisa says over there it's also raglaim lidovo. It's also raglaim lidovo that there was a tus. There was a tus. Anyway, Teisa Shite here, and the Yivom is daflamet, that only in the case where there is raglaim lidov, only in the case where there is raglaim lidov, because let's say that the Ari entered the stable, and there was screaming, or an Ari was together with Shvorim, and then we found the tziperen, so maybe there is a raglaim lidovo. But without a raglaim lidovo, if it would be sofik hashoko, we can rely on chazok, even though there is a reyesi, and that's a big chiddush, because one could argue that when can we rely on chazok if there is no reyesi? So then chazok is a nevar. Let us be chiddush every time. Let's say someone is Mikadish Anisho, maybe she is Mukadesh already. So we don't have the Bechishish. After all, she wasn't born in Ishishish, she was born in Pnuyo. So Memele, we rely on Chazok, and Mechatese should we Bechishish, that this Isho got married. Masheinkein, where we have, so then Chazok is in Mivar. Masheinkein, where we have a Reyese, let's say, we have a reyesi. So, but let's say a lion was with a baby. So he ever is. So if not for the fact that drus shchiche, because when a lion, because usually when a lion comes in contact with behemoth, so he's theirs. But if not for the fact that drus shchiche, then we'd rely on chazaki. But here we cannot say that the chazaki is mevareh, just because up to the time that the lion entered the stable. So it wasn't treife. So the mele now too it isn't treife. After all, there is a new circumstance now that could make it a treife. The entrance of the lion in the stable. So still we would be minded on the chazoke if not for the fact that Rusi Shrich. So that's the Ishita. That even when there is a reyese and there is a suffix, and chazoke couldn't be mivareya, so there is a din chazoke. There is a din chazoke that we don't have to be cheshish. As long as it has a cheska seteh, even though there is no biru, so we are tele on the chazoke. That's the Ishita. Now, the Rashbo in Chum, the feud, appears to be chelik on thesis. If you have the Rashbo, Chum daf Yud. Yes.
If there are many behemoths in the stable, so is it really shy to say that in every single behemoth is more than 50-50 that it was
made this way? Why not? A lion can do a good job. Very efficient, a lion.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
No, but we see that it is like that. Right. Now, the Rashbo in Chum Daf Yud in the sugya of Shoba Ba'atzomis, very long Rashbo. So the Rashbo says, "Ulinyan at the end of the paragraph, where it discusses Shoba Ba'atzomis, Ulinyan kol sofik b'shchite, Tanya shochat zaveishet v'nimtza agargera shmuto v'nyedeya im kedem shchite nishmito im le'acha shchite nishmito zeo yomayse v'bishion." ויאמרו כל סופיק בשחיתה פסור וכן בסופיק שור וסופיק דורס ויאמרינון הלכך הרוף שוחקים שאין שיין ואין דרסים והיכה לנשמיתו גף או איף if the wing of a chicken was detached אוי נשברו רגלי נעקוב למיילו ואין ידוע אם קדם שחיתו אלא אחר שחיתה let's say if the regal became fractured above the akuvo, above the knee. So the question is, was it done after shchite, or was it done before shchite? Maybe the butcher did it. I mean, and the butcher is not around, he's not available. So v'yedia in kedim shchite lacha shchite. Kosav Rabbeinu Zal, the mistabre di sofik de raisei ulechumre. Uchaditanye, shochat es haveishet, ונמצא so גרגר השמותו, ואין ידוע אם קדם שחותו. קדם שחיתו, זהו ימייסה בבישון, ויאמרו כל סופיק בשחית הפסול, ועדים לכל שעות רפס. וכדאמרינו לכמה, האם ריתה דהבס בי רב חנוניה, ועמי שדרה קריה בסרייסי, עומר רבי ימר, חי שייגרון הנקטה, there was a lamb that dragged the feet, they drag their feet. Sometimes it happens to many people too. So the question was, is that lamb muter or not? In other words, so dragging a leg might be a result of the chuta shedre that was broken, that was fractured, or it might be a result of sciatica. So, Maise, Omer Avhimer, Haishagrenenakte. Why should we be Cheshish? that there was a fracture, maybe why should it be cheshed that the spinal cord was severed? We can be tele in sciatica. Hai shekranen akte, maske vle rabbine, dilme hai chudashedri yipse. So rabbine said, no, why do you assume that this dragging of the leg by the limb is due to sciatica? Maybe it's due to a severance of the spinal cord? That might have been the cause. Almem the ask of Rabbi Hoche, Shmamino de Cholheche de Isialet Reyese, Lichumretalim. So the Rajbo says, and then he says, Kinkos of Rabbi Nuzal, that's Rabbi Yehine. The Aval Gav, the Posik Talmud de Hosom, Kirabi Yehimar, but the Gemara Paskins, like Rabbi Yehimar, not like Rabbi Ne. In other words, that we attribute it to sciatica, not to a severed spinal cord. Hoko mataime also mishum tishakrine shriach, chudashedre lo yishriach. So there is a special reason, because sciatica is more of a common cause for dragging a leg than a severed spinal cord. That's the reason. So in other words, because there is raglaim lidomo, and to the other way. There is raglaim lidomo the other way. Alme itavaye shriche, o itavaye loy shriche lichumretal. But suppose it's sofik ashako, it's 50-50, so then we cannot be tila nechazoki. Chalechazoki. So it says, vod amrino likamon, sofik kalbe, sofik shundre, ima kalbe, ואמרינו נאמה סופי קניה סופי קשונרה אימר קניה הוסו מידים שלו ישריע דידור ישונרה. So ישונרה, a cat can inject poison in certain animals, but a dog not, unless the dog is a mad dog. Otherwise when a dog bites, if he's not mad, so it's not serious. But a cat, yes. Ve'amrin name sofi kanye sofi shunre ima kanye. Hoso min shuvi shchiach the dori shunre. So we say, so yatilu nikule. So the answer is, because over there, it's lo shchiach the dori shunre. Because usually a cat is not there. But if a cat is there, in other words, a cat is a domesticated animal. But so it's not there, it doesn't use its claws. Mashenke, when a cat uses its claws, then, I mean, this is a well-known fact, that if a cat becomes wild, then there is a real sakone. Then it can inject its poison. So he says, so, mishum shriya nidorish shunre. דומייסים בחוליים, דשכיח שונרה בין התנגלים, ואיני דרס, ואיני דרס, ותדע, דו קיימון, now, I wasn't born at that time, but I heard from my father, זכינו לברוכה, that shortly after my mother, זכינו לברוכה, got married. So he cat, and that was in Haslavich, in Russia. That was long before I was born. So my mother had a cat in the house. In Europe, you know, we had to have cats. Otherwise, they would be harassed by mice. So he had the cat in the house. And then the cat fell in a certain loophole and was in danger. So my mother tried to save the cat. And she had to pull out the cat, you know, and the cat was resisting the saving by my mother. So at that time, the cat clawed my mother so much that my mother was sick and she was in a very serious condition for a number of months. And in those days, in the little towns, you didn't even have doctors. They weren't even doctor. So in Haslavich there was what was called, I don't know what, how to call it, how to call such a person in English, a felsher. A felsher was like a medical technician You know, so he didn't study medicine, but he had some practice. So she was sick for a number of months because the cat injected poison in my mother's hands. I mean, so it is well known that the cat is a dangerous animal. Only thing is, it's civilized. But if for some reason the cat runs berserk, so there is a big suck on it. A dog, if it's not mad, even if a dog will bite 100 times, it's not serious. So this is what the Gemara is. So it's a hosom, mishmdoi shri ali dorishim, because a cat is civilized. And it's very unusual for a cat to be their race. But when it is their race, then it is a sakone. Domaisi b'chol yeim, di shri achshim rebi natan geilim vein ederes, vitein de dor kaimu on shom, di chen shishin li sofik drusim, al mehichel talin on likule, ki mi sofik kal be sofik shunre, taimu ne milsem vishim gimstava tveil in misle teire. So in other words, so this is what the Rashbo says. It's a big chiddush, and the Israeli can't shit of Teisves. In other words, according to Teisves, so when are we not Teile and the Chazoke if there is a Raglaim Lidovo? Because it's Raglaim Lidovo. Once an Ari has some victims, some potential victims, so it's very likely that he is theirs. But if it is a Sofik Ashoko, then it doesn't require Bdik. It doesn't require Bdik. Only because there is a crime with it. And that is Teisa Shita. But Rashbo Shita is not like that. In other words, only when there is a Raya the other way. But let's say, when the Sofik is, was the cat there or not? Or did the dog do it? So a dog, so we are telling that the dog beat it, not that the cat clawed, you see, because it's unusual for a cat. But if it is a Sofik Ashoko, if it's a 50-50, then we cannot beat it on the Chazok. According to Teisves, only when there is a Raglaim Lidovo Liisea, it requires decay. But if it is a Sofik Ashoko, we are Teile and Chazok. So that's a fundamental machlokes between Teisves and Rashbo. Aviteida, the Tayo Milchim is Taba Tveil and Milch Latera. Vi Koshal. Di Talino Likule Bizeiv. Veheiche. But then you'll ask, so how, but we are not reishish, because bozei vinotad nimaim verziron kishenikuvim, so then we are telling the chazok, okay? So he says, no, vi kosheloch, italino likule bizei vichlimash biyodet apre, hosom if she is double if on any listless by lehetea, vin double if on any listless by lehetea. So the reason is why, by bozei vinotal nimaim verzilom kishinikuvim, we are lying chazoki because over there we don't have any reyese. What kind of reyese do we have? Now, we did not see any nikovim in the internals of the behime until the wolf snatched the internals of the behime. When did we notice nikovim in the internals of the behime? After the zeiv to snatch away the internals, and then he brought them back. Then we found the number of Nikovim. So what kind of a ray is it? Is there? Don't we know that when a Zeev gets a hold of something, so he, in all probability, he makes all many Nikovim in the thing. So there is no ray is it. Mashein came in the case where there is a ray is it. A lion entered. So then, without Raglaim Lidovo, so we have to be chesish. So hosom lifisheyish, double lifoneinu lisle bilheta, double lifoneinu lisle. Umiu kol heicha sheyish lifoneinu lidovo sheyish bilheta, she doso ahei for pilchas vinilchas lakia viikeundere the efshar shemish mitogapo machmaskei talinom likul. However, if there is a special circumstance to which a certain maki in the behemoth is reasonably attributable, so then, of course, we are Taylor and the Chazok. Anyway, King Kosov Rabbi Nozal, that's Rabbi Yehi. So in other words, so the Primigodin mentions that there is a machlekes between Tesles and Rabbi Yehi. In other words, according to Tesles, and that is probably the shita of Tesles, is probably the shita of most Hashem. I mean, the shita of the Rashbo, Bishem Rabbi Yehi, is a mute. But according to Tesles and most Hashem, so in case of the Sofika Shoko, we are Tilan Chazok. According to the Rashbo, in case of Sofika Shoko, we are not Tilan Chazok. We are not Tilan Chazok. Now, and according to Tesles, we are Tilan Chazok. So the Primigodim is Psychetu Yuchastreifes. So he says, and it's Mashma from Tesles, that not only Midraise are we Tilan Chazok in case of Sofika Shoko, even Midrabonon we are Tilan. Because there is a loch of chazoke. There is a loch of chazoke. And even when there is a real reyese, so that chazoke couldn't be mimivare, we are still tevan chazoke, and even midrabonon we are tevan chazoke. And now, according to Rabbi Yehi, the Rashba mentions, if there is a sofik hashoko, so we are not tevan chazoke. But then there is a machlikes between the Chochma Sodom and the ponim yireis, what is the pshat in this Rashbo? The ponim yireis in the shalos tshuves ponim yireis chilek aleph tshuvet esvov. So he says that the pshat in the Rashbo is that midraise we are cheshish by sofik hashoko. Midraise we are cheshish. In other words, if it is mamashi sofik, we cannot be tevan chazok. In other words, according to the polymerises pshat in the Rashbo shite, so I mentioned when we learned the first perik in Chum, so I mentioned it many times. I mentioned the isot, a fundamental isot, that there are two aloches in chazok. One aloch of chazok is in mivare, but even when it cannot be mivare, let's say when there is a real reyes, it cannot be mivaret. So it is still chazoke is a din. So according to the polymeres pshat in the Rashbo, there are no two halachas in chazoke. Chazoke is only a mivaret. True, we learn it out from a posik. So because without the posik, we wouldn't know that it is a sufficient bill. I mean, after all, I mean, we need a posik to know, to be advised that something is a sufficient birur. Because after all, birurim, it's a question of degree of probability. I mean, all birurim are not absolute. I mean, is there such a thing as an absolute birur? And even if Edim come and testify, so is it an absolute birur? I mean, Edim sometimes could testify falsely. There is a halacha of Edim Zeimimim in the Torah. Why is there a loch of Edim Zeimimim? Because that's a possibility. So, all birurim are not absolute. There are no absolute birurim. But, al pedin, it's considered a birur. So, mimele, chazoke, the posik tells us that if there is no reyeseh, so chazoke is a birur. A birur, even though it's not absolute, because the fact that the woman, a certain woman in question, was born in Kruyeh, does not prove it absolutely that she didn't become Kodeshes, but we don't have to be Kodeshes. So that's the Gzeres HaKosov. Mashiach came where there is a real reyeseh that negates the birur, so then we cannot be Taylor and the Chazok. This is the pshat of the polymeres in Tshuvet Esvov. But the Chochma Sodom, and then in some Chochma Sodom you have Bina Sodom, that's also by Rabbi Avrom Danzig. But some Chochma Sodom don't have the Bina Sodom at the bottom or at the back. But the Chochma Sodom in the Bina Sodom, he says, he is chilik on the polymeres, He is chelik on the Ponimiris. The Ponimiris is midayik from the Loshi. From the Loshin of the Rashbo, because the Rashbo says it's isofik the rice. So Mimele, he understands that it's kepshute, it's isofik the rice. The Binasotam says, when the Rashbo says it's isofik the rice, he means since it's in connection with the Nisa the rice, whether yes treife or no treife. So Mimele, it's lechumre. But it's lechumre on the Rabbon, not with the rice, with the rice. The Rashbo would agree with the Shita of Teisves that we rely on Chazoke. But whereas according to Teisves in Midrabonon we can be Tehila Chazoke, so according to the Rashbo, Amir Rabbi Yehine, so Midrabonon we cannot be Tehila. So that's a machlokes. Now, the case you place in Simen Nun, in Yerdei and Luchas Treifes, so he goes a little too far. And he says that there is no machlokes between the Rabbi Yehine and Teisves. There is no machlekes. And he says that the reason as to why the Rashbo says that we have to be chetshesh, is because the Rashbo also means because drusish. But when one, so of course the Binasodam is massive and they are crazy placey, but when one goes over the whole Loshin, it's a very long Rashbo here, Dafyud. So he sees that that's not the Pshat in the Rashbo. The Rashbo emphasizes, not once, but several times. In other words, that only when there is a special circumstance which makes it reasonably attributable, a special circumstance of Heter, which makes the make reasonably attributable. Reason that Rashbo points out, let's say, when we saw, the Gemara says that we pass like Rav Yehima, not like Rabine. So the Rashbo spells it out. Why? Because Sayatika is a reasonably attributable circumstance for dragging the foot. As a matter of fact, you find it among men too. I mean, people who suffer from sciatica. So either they stay in bed, if it's too bad, if they have an attack, but if they are able to walk around, they'll drag a leg. So in other words, so the Rashbo emphasizes that, you see. So it's not mashma like the crazy. The crazy place, he wants to eliminate the machlekes, in other words. He wants to read in the Rashbo the same shit as they says, but it is not mashma like that. It's mashma that the Rashbo is chilek. Is chilek and tasteless. But the question is, does the Rashbo mean only midrabonon, as the Binasodom says, or he means midraise? That even midraise. Now, if the pshat is midraise, because the Rashbo uses the Russian speak of the raise, which is no raye, because he could use the Russian speak of the raise, why would the Chachomim machmir? Because it is echshosh in the raise. So true, midraise, we don't have to be chayshish, but midrabon we are chayshish. I mean, that could be a very reasonable pshat. Anyway, there is a machleke between the ponimires and the Binasodom. The Chaznish and Yodeye, so he mentions a certain chidesh. It's a big chidesh. And I don't think that it's very mistaba like him. He, because Chaznish was also bothered by such a shite. So if we say that the Pshat and Teisves is as the Binasodom says, so then the Teisves shite is not straight. I mean the Rashbo, the Pshat in the Rashbo is like the Binasodom says that only midrabonon by Sofika Shoko we cannot be telling Chazoke, so then it's not difficult in any way. But it seems that the Chazni, she assumed that because the Rashbo uses Roshin Havali Sveke the Reise Lechumre, that it means Sveke the Reise Lechumre. And the Rashbo Shite is Sveke the Reise Lechumre is midraise Lechumre. Not that here it's midrabonon. So Memele considered it very strange Shite, because after all, midraise there is a loch of Chazoke, and it's not mistaba to say that the whole din of Chazoke applies only to a case where there is no reyese, but where there is a reyese. So So then we don't rely on Chazokin, because from the sugi in Yevomes it's mashma that we rely with Reis on Chazokin even when there is a real Reise. Because after all, you couldn't say when someone throws a get to his wife, and it's when it's not determined as to whether it fell in her Dalet Ames or it fell, it dropped in his Dalet Ames. So it's mashma from the Gemara in Yevomes that with Reise we rely on Chazoke. So is it shayach to say it's Biro? We know that he threw a get. So the chances of falling court of law are just as much, as many, as the chances of falling court of lay. And still, from the Gemara in Yevomes, the Aflamit Gimel, it appears that Midraisa will rely on Chazoke. So mainly because of that, it's more mistaber to say that the pshat in the Rashbo, in the name of Rabbi Yehine, is as the Bnei Sodom says, not as the Ponemira says. He says, the Havla is fake in the Raise lechumre. He means, since it's a choshen in the Raise, so it's lechumre bin Rabbon. That's what he means. Not lechumre Raise. So then there is no difficulty. However, the Chazmish apparently assumed that when the Rashbo says in Chum Dafyud, Havla is fake in the Raise lechumre, it means that it's with Raise lechumre, and that is very strange. So then there is no aloha of Chazoke except in a place where there is no Reyese. But it's not mashma like that. So Memele, he limited the Rashbo Shiri. And he says that the Rashbo, he agrees with the Pshat of the Ponemires in the Rashbo. That it, the Rashbo says that it, there is a Sofika Shoko as to whether a behemoth is a treife or not a treife. So mid raise we cannot be tilan chazok. It's a sveke the raise of the chumre mid raise. But we have certain. As to whether a certain woman who was in Scacho, whether she was in New York or she is, so we say this woman was definitely born in New York, she wasn't born in Shishish. So now the question is, did she become in Scacho or not? So we rely on Chazokamiko. So there we know that she was born in New York. Mashiach, we got a behemoth or any behemoth in question, how do we know there are some behemoths that are born with a tree? There are some behemoths that are born with a tree. So the Chazoke Limikore originates, the Chazoke, the status quo of Ksheiro originates in Ro, because Ro is famous in Atreides. So Mele, that's the Rechabin Shikir. Since there is no real Chazoke Limikore, it's only a Chazoke Limikore that originated in Ro. So if we find the Reyese, so then there is no such chazok. Masha'im came in, the chazok in Mikore is a real chazok in Mikore. It didn't originate the war. So then the Rashbo would agree with this. So that's a big chiddush. I mean, it's more mistabla that the pshat in the Rashbo is like the way the Bina Sodom understands the Rashbo. So maybe there is no difficulty. True, we get the Rashbo of chazok, and that's what I say. But with the Rabbonon, the Rashbo Shite is, with the Rabbonon, if there is a Reyese, a real Reyese, and the Biro is negated, so then, with the Rabbonon, we cannot be given Chazak. With the Reyese, yes. But with the Rabbonon. All right. Shalom Hosom, this Chazak is Suri. ובכתיחה אחר סוף איש של חילה, סוף איש של שומן, ואף אגב לא ישחזק איסורי, ואף אגב לא ישחזק איסורי, לא ישחזק נעמה יתיר. אבל הוכה, מיקורי הויסו בחסקס כשר. כשמואל דום עליו מכם שחיתי. ואפילו, so what was there? So רובה, there is a מחלקס between, there is a מחלקס between רב and שמואל, whether Nikuvas Torah Saveshet is Bimashu Asers or Beruben. So Rav says Bimashu, Shmuel says Beruben. Now the Veshet itself, certainly Bimashu. Torah Saveshet, Rav says Bimashu, Shmuel Beruben.
So the Gemara in this Halkedaitoch has Yomid. But the reason is why Rav says Bimashu, because it's Mikim Shchit. And then there was a Maise with Chove, a certain ox, so the Sheikhet started the Shchite in the pharynx. And then he was gaining it, but only a little bit he cut with the sacking in the pharynx. But the bulk of the cut was made in the Veshet proper. So then Rove was matred. So he imposed Chumre de Rav and Chumre de Shmuel. So then the maskon of the Gemara is because that Rove really acted like Rav. But even according to Rav, it's not a Mekim Shri. But the Havamin of the Gemara was, no, that according to Rav, it is a Mekim Shri. And still Rove imposed upon that axe, the chumres of Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Ramin la Ra, Ramin la Chumre de Rav, Chumre de Shmuel. It's Rav Finoi. Chumre de Rav, Dama Rav Imash. Voma Rav, Mikim Shchuteu, Ki Shmuel Dama Rav, Mikim Shchuteu. So, שאנו עושה נשחזיק יסורה, וכי תאח הסוף כשלוחים לסור ישימה, אבל כאן נשחזיק יסורה, ונשחזיק נעמד תרן. אבל לא חמיקור יסקר זה שם. כי שמואל דום עליו מכם שריטי. ואפילו למען למחשיר, בפירי קאמי. היגרם שליש ושוחד שני שליש. ושוחד שני שליש. So the question is, why do we say כי שמואל, the Omar, love me kim shchiteu, but there is a man the Omar who is machshir higrim shlish vishochat shnei shlish, even though it's not me kim shchiteu, so still, as long as a miut was done, not me kim shchiteu, so it's still kosher. So why did Rove asaret? Shanega geres, to a miut of the mashu ad ikerube. The reason is why one man the Omar, by Gageres, even though he made the cut, Shaloi Mimokim Shchite, but since the cut was in a miut, so it's kosher, because Nifsak Gageres b'miute is not aso, only Nifsak Gageres b'rubo. So Meile, that Mandoma holds, when you are magri, and you cut Shaloi Mimokim Shchite, so it's like, and the other nekev, like a nekev that was affected by thorn. So Mashein came here, according to Shmuel, so the Turbet HaVeshet, so is a nekev in Mashu Asaris. So Mele, if we say, like Shmuel, that his love became Shchite, so even though the rov of the cut was done in Shchite, it has to become possible. Iki Shmuel Oma Bukubei, Abu Gabi Shmuel Pesel before Kame, Hikrim Shlish, Shoha Shlishlish, Kabikola Kosha Mishrik and Egne, Deir of Kosha Nike, Hoche Boyle Neymar, the Hovel Post my time, Elm Shim Hum and Rabbah Shmuel. Zil Shlim with me. So he galgo Milsem Otoli Kame the Rababe, so Rababe assumed that Rove was Machmir like Treit Chumre de Sasra Dode. So Memele, he was a Teir Midvam Mishneh, so he said he's Mechuyev to pay. But the question is, if a Dayan is Teir Midvam Mishneh, so then you reverse the judgment, but you don't pay. V'avogav a Teir Midvam Mishnehu, D'roi, Abdinon Kitrei Chumre Nisas Radoneh, that's a Teir Midvam Mishneh. The answer is, as Rashi says, B'yodayin Achim Uluklov. So it was impossible to retrieve the Psak, because it was already, the damage was already all done, irretrievable. So Mimele, he had to pay. Why? The Rabbi Yeshua Yidom, Ari Majich Mibasko, Tei Medikai Melon Kibisil, Mishum Basko, Vikai Melon Rableza Shamu Tehu, Vili Hashimam Mibasko, Sheposa Kabose Firkazo. Now, here the Gemara says, V'boi Yisei Me'aflacha Basko, Rabbi Shia Yidom, Ari Majich Mibasko. So, thus implying that only Rabbi Yeshua, but we don't pass for like Rabbi Yeshua. But in respect to what did Rabbi Yeshua say at Imashikhem Baskol? In respect to the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua of Tanur Achnoye, and over there, we pass for like Rabbi Yeshua.
Because we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua in Tanur Achnoye, that it's Tomei, not Toei, even though the paskol said Aloche Kerebleza. ויש להם אדישן לאוסם, שלא יוצא לו לכווי לדרב לזה, דום המנשמיים יכיחו. So one teretz is, אין לך נעמי. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. In that machlekes of Tana Rachnoye. And even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua in the question as to whether Mashgich Mibaskol or Mashgich Mibaskol, so we paskin Mashgich Mibaskol, Vohoraye, we paskin like Bezalel. Why do we pass like Bezalel? Because the Baskol was Machia like Bezalel. The answer is, the reason as to why we don't pass like Rav Lezer in the Machlekes of Tanur Achnoye, even though the Baskol was Machia like Rav Lezer, even though the Baskol was Machia like Rav Lezer, because the Baskol came out only Mishmuchvini Shel Rav Lezer. So Mimele, it cannot be Machia in the Natorah, because it came out only Bishum Kvede Shel Rav Lezer. Masheike, when the Paskol is not Bishum Kvede, so then a Paskol can be Machir. V'yesh leima adishan hosom shelo yotso lechvede Rav Lezer di omar mashamayim yechichu. Then Tesis gives another teretz. V'eid, the Paskol di Bezalel misaya kro tichsiv achre rabim lehatis. The Bezalel Rubehave, Elo de Mikore Misabkalon, Mishum de Bishamai, Michododin Tvei. Now, so the second teretz is that the reason as to why we do not pass, the reason as to why we do not pass him like Rav Lezer in Tanur Achnoye, even though the Baskol was Machia like Rav Lezer, because that Baskol was contrary to the Natar. So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that a Mashgich be Baskol, even if it's not contrary to the Natar. But we don't Paskol like Rabbi Yeshua in that. But in a case where the Baskol is contrary to the Natar, then everybody agrees that we don't rely on a Paskol if it's counter to Natar. Now the question arises, it's two terutzim here on thesis. So the first teretz says that the reason as to why we don't pass. The first teretz is that the reason as to why we don't pass like Rav Lezer and Tanur Achnoye is because we yotzo lechvede. The implication being that if the Baskol over there would not have been yetzim mishum kvede, so then we could rely on the Baskol. But that goes without saying. It goes without saying that where a Baskol is contrary to Dina Torah, then a Baskol is not a Machia. I mean, no one can be chilek on that. How can a Baskol be Machia negative Dina Torah? Suppose a Baskol will come out and say something negative Din. I mean, it won't happen. But suppose it happened. So of course a Baskol cannot be Machia in the negative Dina Torah. Negative Aloch. So why does Teisves in the first Teret say, V'yesh leim adishan lehosom, שלא יוצא סואל לכבדי. דשאנו הוסם שלא יוצא סואל לכבדי. And that's why it wasn't מכריע. The implication being that if it hadn't been יוצא לכבדי, then it could be מכריע. But אחרי רבי מלהטס. Now, Esau, If we understand why Rav Lezer persevered in his day against the Chachomim, against the Rabbim, so we'll be able to understand this Lashon Teisus. I mean, after all, a Baskol cannot be Machria, Negedinator. And Rav Lezer He had in mind to defy the Torah. I mean, so why did Reb Lezer refuse to succumb to the Rabbi? Why did he refuse to succumb to the Rabbi? What is it, Reb Lezer? Oh, the Chachomim were menadehim, but Reb Lezer was a tzaddik. I mean, even though the Chachomim were menadehim, so it had to be done by the Chachomim. Kedesh shel yir b'machleket in Israel. But Reb Lezer certainly had a good reason for acting the way he acted. It's not Chas v'Sholem that Reb Lezer ignored the halach of Rabbi Hatteis. There is a din of Rabbi Hatteis. So the answer is, I think I mentioned it, I don't know when I mentioned it, in the Shia. So because there is a halacha, there is a stira between two, between the Sifri and the Yerushalmim Heres. The Sifri says, So in other words, one is not allowed to be chilek on based on the psak, on the roi of Bez Nagodol, even if they say on right that it is left, and on left that it is right. What does it mean? In other words, if Bez Nagodol passes one way, even if Gilat Ishmael is Gali, that the one who is chilek on Bez Nagodol is right on an ideal level. But since Bez Nagodol passed in that way, so that's the halacha. That's the drosha of the Sifri. The Yerushalmi in here says that we saw some kadosh yehiduch yom ismail who will watch yom locho al yamin shu ismail al yamin shu yamin val smail shu ismail the loyki she yom locho al yamin shu ismail val smail shu yamin. So there seems to be a stir. But the question is, how can the Sifri say that Afiloim Lochal Yemin Shu Smeil? So that would imply that even if Bez Nagodol makes it toys, that's the deal. Even though on an ideal level it would be toys, but it's not the toys because Bez Nagodol passed in that way. That's how it appears. So why is there a loche? There is a loche of Hiru Bezdin, Shechilev Muter. The Osu Kol HaKol Al Pihem. So then they have to bring it home. Monefshech. In other words, it's Navere. They eat Chilev. They have to bring it home for eating Chilev. But if the loche is that if Bez Nagodol passes that Chilev is Muter. I mean, Bez Nagodol wouldn't pass that Chilev is Muter. So in other words, Bez Nagodol would pass that a certain type of Chilev is Muter. That's what it means. But if it's Itoyes, it's Itoyes. So why do they have to bring it home? Why do they have to bring it home? So in other words, so we have to say that the Enoch and Arme, there is a loche of a good resource of Kladova, she had to go home in Ismail, a filaim in Lecho, al yamin she was Ismail, al Ismail she yamin. That means that even if Bez Nagodol on an ideal level would be considered to be making a mistake. I'm expressing it that way. If on an ideal level, it would be considered that Bez Nagodol is making a mistake, but since Bez Nagodol passed in that way, then it's the din, because the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the Torah according to the Roye, the Achroye of the Rov. Of the Rov. So, but if Bez Nagodol ultimately realizes that it made a mistake, that it was matter something that actually is affected with the Yisach Chilev, and then Bez Nagodol reverses its own judgment, so it's Mivatelim Afreya, the Yiroi, not Mikano Habe, but it's Mivatelim Afreya. It's Mivatelim Afreya, the Yiroi. So in other words, so that's the pshat in this. Now, as far as the stira between the Yerushalmi and the Sifri is concerned, so the Ramban is in Bar Mitzvah, reconciles. The Ramban says that if Bez Nagodol passed into certain Shaila Likud, and there is one Talmid Chochem one time with Rochem, who has rayas, neged nagodu. So, that is lechumre. Let's say, beznagodu paskind, that psikreishe duich, I mean, Ramban doesn't mention that Moshe, but I mention that example. So, beznagodu paskind, that psikreishe duich beslei, is muta mit reis in der Rabbonen Koatekole. And then there is one Talmud Chochem who has reis, that it's also mit reis. So he's not allowed to be neig likule. Al pi de yiroi of Beznagod. Because maybe if he'll present his reis to the Beznagod will be made a hidden with beish. Everyone has to be made. If he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. And if he's the type of a person who doesn't want to admit that he made a mistake, then he's not even wrong to be in the Bez Nagod. He's not wrong to be in any Bez. If he's a Balgai and doesn't want to admit that he made a mistake. So Mimele, he's not allowed to rely on the psak of the Bez Nagod. And he's mechuyev to be mach. He's mechuyev to be mach. But if he came before Bez Nagodu and he had an exchange of ideas and he mentioned his svores and his rayas and Bez Nagodu heard his rayas and Bez Nagodu refuted his rayas and told him exactly why his rayas are no rayas, at that point, he's mechuyev to succumb and even be neglico. And he says, and when you go over the Yerushalmi and Hiryas and the Sifri, you'll see that my Yisod is right. He's correct. That's what the Ramban says. What does it mean when he says, when you go over the Sifri and the Yerushalmi, you'll see, you'll come to this conclusion. Because the Ramban, he didn't want to be marich, but he was disturbed by this apparent stire between the Sifri. So this is how he reconciled it. All right, that's something else. But in order to explain the Yerushalmi, in order to explain, that the Sifri, Afroimu Chayimin Shusmeu Asmeu Shemin, but we have a parsha of Heiru Bezn Shechilev Muter. So it's a Maisavere. The answer is, when do they have to bring the call? If Heiru Bezn Shechilev Muter, then the Bez Nagodol realized they made a mistake and they reversed the judgment. And the Bez Nagodol Pechot said, they were not ashamed to say, we made a mistake. So Mimela, since they reversed the judgment, so that is Mivatel Der Heroi Limafreya, if the same Bez Nagodol reverses the judgment. So in other words, the question is, when you raise the question against Teisves, how did Teisves say in the first Teretz, that the reason as to why we don't pass like Rav Lezer in the Machlekes of Tanur Achnoye is because the whole Paschal came out of Chvede. The whole Paschal came out of Chvede. The implication being that if the Paschal had not come out of Chvede, so then that Paschal would be Machriya the Aloha like Rav Lezer. Then that Paschal would be Machriya the Aloha like Rav Lezer, but he was chilek on the rob, and the Chachomim mominadim him for that. So it's connected in Atoh, as Teisves say. So there's a second Teretz in Teisves. But what is the first Teretz in Teisves? The answer is, we have to understand as to why Rav Lezer, was so audacious and to persevere in his machlekes against Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lahatis? The answer is, true, Rabbi Lahatis. And even though Rabbi Lezer was sure that on an ideal level, his view was more sound than the sound of the Rabbi, and you can see that, the Baskol said, Halochik Rabbi Lezer, true, Lechvede. But if it hadn't been true, so the Baskol wouldn't have said it, even Lechvede. If it hadn't been true. So in other words, so that means that on an ideal level, the view of Rav Lezer was more sound than the sound of Rabbi Yeshua. But, Acherabim Lahatis, true on an ideal level, his view was more sound. But, Acherabim Lahatis, so Mimele, So, but he also knew Achir Abel Hatei, so why did he persevere? Because the answer is, suppose right now, let's say, right at that time, there was a choy of the rov negative lezer. Suppose a year later, they would reconsider the same question of Tanur Achnoye, and then the same Chachomim, Rav Yeshua, Rav Gamliel, all the Chachomim were chilek, and Rav Lezer, a year later, when they reconsidered the chile, they would come to the conclusion Rav Lezer was right here, you know. So then, it would have been Nigloye Milsele Mafreya that the Rav Lezer wouldn't have been, was not ever on Achirav Latis. And then we saw some Chladova Shevin Chiyom Yismail. Because, true, the halacha of Achirav Latis is because the halacha is Nikba al Pidarov. But if the best ultimately reverses itself, then it's Ekel Mafreya, its original decision. So Memele, so if, suppose, well, Rabbi Yeshua never reversed himself, but suppose the facts had been different. At that time, they disagreed with Rabbi Zayar, and then a year or 2 years later, 3 years later, they reconsidered it, and they decided like Rabbi Zayar, and they reversed their own judgment. Then it would have been Goyim Yerushalayim Afreya. It would have been Goyim Yerushalayim Afreya that Rabbi Zayar was not even an Achran Yadis. Not Achran Yadis. So Meila Rabbi Zayar was so sure of the soundness of his view that he didn't even consider it as a risk. He felt that in due course they will reverse themselves. So that's the reason as to why Reb Lezer persevered in his view. He persevered in his view. But Chachamim, and they never reversed themselves. So maybe it remained the halacha that way. So that means that Rebbe Lezer was evir and Achirabim Lahateis b'chol apoches b'shegik, and perhaps even Venus. After all, the Gemara says Libyanse. When to Amroim, so one said Hocher Marav, when Hocher Marav. So when a person has a strong conviction, so it's Libyanse. So here Rebbe Lezer had such a strong conviction of his view that he was convinced not only of the relative soundness of his view vis-a-vis the view of Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbi, he was even convinced that in due course Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel and all the Chachomim would reverse themselves. So Memele, they did not reverse themselves. So Memele, the view of Rabbi Yeshua remained law, but he was not Chas V'Sholem Eiveya. We made it an Achirav Latis. He was either an Achirav Latis, either b'shegeik at most, or perhaps it was even an onus. Perhaps he's to be considered even as an onus gamur because of the strong conviction. And after all, he was right in his conviction that on a theoretical level, his view was even more sound than the view of Rabbi Yeshua, because the Baskol confirmed his view, even though it was lechvede. Now we can understand. The first Teres and Teisa says that the reason as to why we pask it, like we do not rely on the Baskol, is because the Baskol had been yotzel lechvede. The implication being that it didn't have been yotzel lechvede. If it hadn't been yotzel lechvede, so then the Baskol would be machia daloche, is like Rav Lezer. But the question is, how could we rely on a baskol, and how could a baskol be machria when the baskol is neged din haTorah? I mean, that's not shaya, that's inconceivable, that a baskol should be machria neged din haTorah. The answer is, if the baskol, what Jesus means is this, if the baskol hadn't been yetzel lechvedei, in the first teretz, that Jesus means, that if the baskol hadn't been yetzel lechvedei, so then the Chachomim would have relied on the Baskol. Maybe not Rabbi Yeshua himself, because Rabbi Yeshua had his own shite. He mashkich in the Baskol, even when it's not Hilagatia. That was the view of Rabbi Yeshua, but that was not the view of the other Chachomim did not concur with Rabbi Yeshua on that. The other Chachomim concurred with Rabbi Yeshua on the question of Tanur Achnoye. But on this strong conviction of in Mashgichim Libasko, no matter what, even if it's not Negedin HaTorah, so we ignore Libasko, that the other Chachomim did not concur with Rabbi Yeshua on that. So Mele, so the other Chachomim, so if the Baskol, this is what this means, if the Baskol had not been Yotzo Lechvede, so then the other Chachomim would have relied on the Baskol. And then, so what would it mean? So the next day, or even the same day, they would reconsider the same question, and then they themselves would have reversed themselves. They would have reversed themselves. So if the Baskol hadn't been Yotzo Lechvede, then the Baskol would have been the inducement for a reconsideration of the whole question of Tanur Achnoye. And new ideas would have fleshed up in their minds. Once they realized that on a theoretical level, so the view of Rabbi Eliezer was more sound. So then they would reconsider the same question of Tanur Achnoye, and they would have reversed themselves. And once they would have reversed themselves, so Mele it would have been Igloi Milslem Afreya, that the Baskol, so it would have been Igloi Milslem Afreya, that the Roya of Rabbi Yeshua and Ram Gamliel was bottled, the Mafreya. Bottled Mafreya, because that's the Aloche. If the Besdin reverses its own judgment, so it's Nevatel Mafreya, the original judgment, the original decision. So Memele, it wouldn't have been repugnant to the Torah. This is the first Teretz. The second Teretz is no. True, that if it had even though, if the Chachomim had relied on the Baskol, so then, retroactively, it would not have been Negedin HaTorah. But Bishayte, at that moment, it was Negedin HaTorah. Then, retroactively, it would have become determined as not being repugnant at all. But Bishayte, as of that moment, so it was repugnant to the Nator. So Mimele, since as of that moment, it would have been repugnant to the Nator, so Mele Pascal couldn't be a Machia. That's the machlekes between the first portion of Teisves and the second portion of Teisves. All right. V'yesh leima adishan ho'osom shlo yotzo lechvede. Tech ablesa. Domen shamayim yechichu. V'yi di Pascal di besil misayi kho. Tichziv achirab mlhatis. Di besil uru behavi. Elo di mikore misab kolom mishum nishama mechod di lifei. Avo Pascal di ablesa. Rabolem di pliga alei have rube. Vim teimar amai komar hocher mani Rabbi Shui, domar im mashgichim mi Baskol, ho yilu I komar la uvdi di Rabbi Lezer, da na name li kaimelom ki Baskol, Rabbi Lezer, vi yesh leima adichim mi koma aloi bashamayimi, mashma adi islei di bishum duch di mashgichim mi Baskol. Because if Rabbi Yeshua had felt that we have to ignore that Baskol, that particular Baskol, because it was repugnant to the Torah, he shouldn't have used the expression in mashgichim mi Baskol. He says, he should have said, Einonu mashgichim mi baskol ze. Mishum shenemar achirab mahatis. He didn't say, Einonu mashgichim mi baskol ze. Einonu mashgichim mi baskol, no matter what. But that was only Rabbi Yeshua shite. But the Chachomim did not concur with Rabbi Yeshua and Dedi. Kule kirav avde. So then the maskon of the Gemara was that it's not that Rove imposed both chumras d'aseis on each other. On the contrary, there were no two chumras d'aseis on each other. Rove acted according to the view of Rav. And that Rav, when he says mimashu, he doesn't mean that the tobetz aveshet, the phalanx, al pedin, has a din of aveshet, lichol advorim. And it can be used as a mokim shrita. No. No. It has a din of evasion. After all, the pharynx is something else. I mean, the pharynx is really the cavity that leads to the evasion. But since there is one hemshech, from the from the esophagus and the pharynx, so mimele, Rav says that as far as the psuim of Veshit are concerned, so the pharynx, the tumas of Veshit, is to be treated like the Veshit. Just as there is a special halacha that the tumas of Veshit be mashu, not be rube, but be mashu, so tumas of Veshit also is the same thing. But just as in Gargaris, so we have certain areas that are holy shchite, and other areas not, even though the other areas are also an extension of the gargaris, of the windpipe. So here too, true that the pharynx is an extension of, I mean structurally, it appears like an extension of the veshet. It's the cavity. The pharynx is the cavity that leads to the veshet, but the tumas of veshet is not the proper area for shchiti. So mimele, yasadet, because since it's not a proper area for shchite, so mimele, it was not holy shchite. And since ligabi psulim, so even a mashu passes it, so that nekev bimashu that was done al disaki shal shchite passes it. Kulik rava, vod amrino liil rabin al lichumid rava chumid ishmuel, heine le mayis al gedaituch, vav emotzo le meima kulik ishmuel, avde, ilav mukam shchite hu, ויוס הנאמה בהיקרים שליש ושוחד שני שליש אלו נוקד קרב ושקרב מקרב ביסו right now just one second. למי לא עד כמה. So, in other words, the tubas of Veshet is not in Mikim Shchiti. So you have to shecht the Veshet. And after all, structurally, I mean, there is one Hemshech. So we will have to know up to what point in the Veshet, so can you cut, can you shecht, and beyond which point you cannot share. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachmon, Ad Kedei Tfisas Yad. Now there are two pshatim. When he learned Hilchas Shchita, so he mentioned both pshatim. So Rashi's pshat is, Ad Kedei Tfisas Yad, Tzorech Laniach Lesal Arish, Kishorish Etzbois. V'yar, Boshemir Azoki. V'ani Shomaiti Achiz Aschud Etzponai, V'ogish Nir Beinai, Dichai Gavne Lo Mikra Tfisas Yad. So, Tzorich Laniach Litzadoreish, Kisholish Etzbois. Pirish Bekuntres, Arba Etzbois, Teime, Dibeifmai, Upirish Rabin Yitzchok, Ben Rabin Meir, Arba Etzbois, Bereimim, Deli. We went over, when he learned Tosh Shchiti, we went over the thesis. In Bulls, Mikam Veilech Kol Chad Vechad Lefi Mashigon. ובהג מפורש, כי תפיס עשיית כנוקת הנה יש בשתי אצבע איסוף, ודברי אין דברי כבוי, ויש לסמך עליהם, והיידי קורא לכמה גם בחלחילס, בתפיס עשיית, so, כי מלי פדתה בתורה, and כי מלי תדתה, that means, if, it's boysful, פדתה, it means, it's boysful, so דהיינה ארבע אצבעיס, הוסם נוקת כדי תפיס סתם, so there the expression is used kiditvise stam, so it means arbeitsboys. Avloche the expression used kiditvise siad, the mashik yuchalitvise bishteins boys, vakil koshu. So we have two pshatim. One pshat is that it means arbeitsboys, the size of arbeitsboys. And one pshat is the size of two etzboys. Alright. Now, limato at kamo? Now the question is, there is a juncture. Just as there is a juncture between the pharynx and the esophagus, there is a juncture between the esophagus and the first rumen. Now, so we have to know up to what point, what is the lower limit? What is the lower limit? So the upper limit is by leaving Kineged Oreish, the size of four etzbois or the size of two etzbois. So, and what is the lower limit? what is the law limit? So Omar Rav Nachman Rav Avoye Ad Kedi Shiyasya. So in other words, that because the esophagus does not have hairy like substance. I mean the villi, called the villi. But and the rumen does have. So until where the hairy like substance appear, minute things, until where it begins to have villi, becomes villous, the hairy like minute substance, the hairy like substance. Any vomer rabini or magneve mishmidrav tefar beveishet somuch likores somuch likere likeres zeu keres apnimi zeu keres apnimi amai ki koshochet mikeres koshochet ime tefar bikeres somuch leveishet zeu keres apnimi iboi seime ki komarav bituret misatve. Now let's see the Rashi. Admo keshiyasi sheyesh shom sar shegirim bisaki mikeres apnimi. So the villi, that belongs to the keres, to the woman. Tefar beveishet mikra keres, because sal kedaito or the lozel sar bisei chaveishet, v'loim mide, v'yat amret ad mikim shiyasiya, to atzeif haveishet kulei motze shochit, v'chim di laveishet hu, heichem motze shochit ve, eime tefar bikeres somuch leveishet, daime tefar chrishet, shel keres ha v'keres apnimi. So the Havamin of the Gemara was that the Keres HaKnimi is in the Veishit. So he says, no. Eim etefa b'keres omach l'Veishit. Da'in etefa chishin shal keres ha v'keres HaKnimi. Ukevosi v'mashu. Ufishin erbom bokim ha-meitza b'tzol ez ha-chozek kor l'pnimi. V'chol sho ha-keres kor mastis nachitzeinu d'inez b'kri asru. Ki kom arav tefa b'veishit mikre keres b'ture d'misha tvei. She'asar nichnas b'seich ha-veishit tefach. Uleilom Mikim shite have beveishet ad mikim asar. So according to the second lotion, so it becomes villas. So in other words, in a bull, it becomes villas even in the esophagus. Esophagus. Ulo mikim shite have beveishet ad mikim asar. So even though in a bull, so it becomes. You have the villi, the minute substances, the hairy-like substances, inside the veishet, inside the esophagus, but you cannot check. I mean, let's say this is the veishet. So the lower portion of the esophagus in the bull has the villi, the minute. Hairy-like substances, but you couldn't check here on this portion where it's already villous. So in the bull, you could only check up to the point where it becomes villous. I'll come. So in other animals, so it's not villous. So maybe you can check up to the beginning, up to the mouth of the woman. But mashenken in the bull, where the lower portion of the esophagus itself has that the hairy-like minute substances, the villi, some mele, so where it is villous, where it has the villi, you cannot check. You have to check before it becomes villous. All right, now, so on Monday, I would like to cover a lot of ground because, you see, we'll only spend time on the first piece of Gemara, Tobas Aveshet, and the cases, and then we'll discuss the Shittas Rambam about Iku. I mean, it really has to do with Shchite, but we didn't discuss it. We didn't discuss the Shittas Rambam in detail when we learned the Shchite because it wasn't Negeya. All right, now, but then the rest of the Gemara is not difficult at all. So I would like on Monday to get up to Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the two dots, up to Nikaf Alev Lebeis Chlov. Boy. Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. אומר רב נחמן אומר שמואל טובץ הוושת שאיתו כולי מלאכי כושר טובץ הוושת is the forecourt of the esophagus the gulf or it's called the pharynx so if the טובץ הוושת was detached completely not only if most of it was detached but completely it was detached it was torn away from the lechi from the jaw so from the lechi atachten so it's kosher vitane tune nit lechi atachten kosher now the mishnah says the next mishnah that if the lower jaw was removed completely it's kosher now when you remove the lower jaw completely so naturally the pharynx is detached from the lower jaw because you remove the lower jaw and still it says that it's kosher so it's a right so Shmuel mentions this mishnah from Klal Akash nito lechatachten kosher is a right the tubes are vishy she nito kolim lechatachten kosher maski vlarav pope voyike ikyo simonim that's one of the five psulim shchitot if the simonim have become detached from the source so then no shchita can take place so if the tubes are vishy was detached and torn away from the lower jaw so mele the simonim are akurim are torn away they are detached from the source so the gemara is kashe monefshach so let rav pope eski kashe against the mishnah rav pope kashe masnis nitlach atachten kosher so the mishnah says in so many words that even if the lechi atachten was completely removed naturally the lechi atachten was removed so the pharynx that was attached to it must have become detached and still it's kosher so what do we do with this mishnah so the gemara says no against rav pope there is no kashe because rav pope holds that tovetz aveishet shenitl kulei melechi is not kosher but the mishnah that says nitl lechi atachten kosher So the way Rashi takes this, many Rishayim explain the Gemara. In other words, that it all depends. According to Rav Popper, it all depends. If, let's say, the Lechi Atachten was detached from the simoni in the flesh, so. So then it is equal. But when we say little lechi atachten kosher, when the lower jaw was detached from the simoni and the flesh remained attached to the simoni, so then it is kosher. Masheinkin, so against Kapote there is no kosher. Masheinkin Shmuel, he says, Tobet Zavish is a little kulei melechi kosher. So that means that the tubes, the pharynx, together with the flesh, and the pharynx, and the top of the pharynx, was torn away from the lower jaw. So in other words, so the bosom did not remain attached to the pharynx. So then it should be equal. But against Rav Popper himself, we can say Nitlach Atachten is kosher only when the lower jaw was detached, but the flesh remained attached to the simon. So Ikrako Ikarikure means that when is it the psul of Ikur and no shkite can be realized? That is, if the tovetz aveishet together with the flesh was detached.